Amen. Again, we're going to be in Revelation chapter number 3 tonight. I don't know exactly what's going on. I know God's blessing, but y'all must really be praying because it seems like every time that I go to preach here recently, there's just a freedom here to preach, just to open up and to preach. And I just want to thank y'all for praying for me. I know that I've told you this a few times, but I go back and Randall was busy on our new app last night, and he was loading messages and singing and songs and things on our app. And I go back sometimes and we'll listen to just about a 30-second clip of my preaching, and I go, Lord, have mercy. Why in the world? But I'm thankful that God's Holy Spirit is what's doing the work. It has nothing to do with me, and I want to give Him all the glory and the honor for that. But as we come together tonight and we look into Revelation chapter number 3, just open your hearts, open your mind. Don't take this as anybody is telling you that you are lukewarm. Take this as an opportunity that we have to look into our lives and to prevent ourselves from becoming lukewarm, or that if we do look and we say that we're lukewarm, because I really don't feel, and this is my personal opinion, you know where you're at with God, I don't feel like any of you would fit into a cold category, because if you were cold, you probably wouldn't be here tonight. Not that the ones that are not here tonight are cold, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that you have a desire to be in God's house and to hear God's word and to be with God's people, and that tells me that you're probably not in that cold state. But I don't know, there's a lot of times in our lives when we should be hot and we're not hot. And there's times in my life when I should be on fire for God and I'm not. But Luke chapter number 3, start reading verse number 14. The Bible says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and will open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in the throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Over the next few weeks, we're probably going to begin our Bible study on Wednesday nights, unless God points us in another direction, with reading this part of this chapter of Revelation, chapter number 3, about Laodicea. And we had sort of an introduction into this last week about the Laodiceans and what was going on here in this town, in this city at this time. So we're not going to get all the way back into that. I want to draw your attention tonight to part of verse number 15. Again, what some things that can make us become lukewarm, or what are some things that will cause us to slip into a lukewarm state? Verse number 15, look at the first four words of verse number 15. I know thy works. As we look at what Jesus is saying unto the church of Laodicea, what he is saying unto the church age of the Laodiceans, he says, I know thy works. And you know, as we talked last week, and we talked about how this was a booming city and how everything was just wide open, and it was a very profitable place to be. And I'm sure people were just working, and they were busy, and they were kind of like today. You're just working, and you're just going, and you're pounding, trying to get everything done and be as profitable as you possibly can. And the Bible tells us here that Jesus looks to him, and he says, I know thy works. I know that you're working. I know that you're doing these things, and you're just busy, busy, busy. But we're not going to talk about being busy, busy, busy tonight. I want to talk about I know thy works. See, a lot of times we serve God with our mouth. A lot of times we serve God with an appearance to everybody else. You know, we come to church on Sunday mornings. Did you know that you can come to church every Sunday morning of every month, of every year, and still be cold on God and still be in a lukewarm position? You can come to church on Wednesday nights and still be lukewarm. You can put the appearance on. You can bow your head and pray before every meal so that everybody sees you. And you have the appearance of being hot. You have the appearance of being on fire for God. And you can still be in a lukewarm position. And here we know, trust me, I know that my works matter and what I do in a day's time matter. what people see me do, I know that matters. James chapter number 2, we're going to read verse number 14 through verse number 20. The Bible says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Now here we're talking about works. He says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? It's 20 as far as we're going. Yeah, verse 20 as far as we're going. So faith without works is dead tonight. So for me to stand here and tell you that what you do in a day's time or the works that you produce as a Christian does not matter, it absolutely does matter. The works that you do as a Christian, they will produce fruit that other people can see. They will produce the background. They will produce a support of you saying that I love God and I trust God and I'm a believer in God and Jesus Christ dwells in me. Your works will either support that or it will cause doubt in other people's mind whether you really mean what you say or not. It's kind of like putting your money where your mouth is or walking the walk. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. So works absolutely does matter. Now, we know that we're not saved by works. The Bible tells us that we are saved by grace through faith, that we know it is because of Jesus Christ and the work that he did on Calvary and the blood that he shed for us. That is the only thing that saves us. But I do believe that once we become a Christian, that we should live like Christians and that our works should back up what we say. But you know, a lot of times I think we put too much into works. A lot of times I think that sometimes we focus so much on our works that we overlook the spiritual condition of our lives. We look and we say that we're working for God, that I'm going to church, I'm teaching Sunday school, I'm preaching, I'm singing in the choir, I'm doing all of these works, I'm helping my neighbor, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and we focus so much on our works that our spiritual condition with God can actually be cold because, you know, I can do all of those things and I can be so busy working for God and I can still be in a lukewarm place with God. I can still be in a place that my relationship with God is not what it's supposed to be. But you know what I'm doing is I'm covering it all up and I'm soothing my conscience by producing all of these works. Now, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. But I want to also say that works without faith is dead also. I want to tell you tonight that we can do all of these works and still be in a lukewarm. I believe that sometimes we put so much faith and we put so much consistency and so much trust in our works that working for God, listen closely, that working for God can cause us to be lukewarm. Because we get so concentrated on work, 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 that we forget what we should be doing, that we forget about our relationship with God. I want to give you an example. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 1 through 3. Look at this right here. Though I speak with tongues, works, and I know it's a gift, but let's look at this. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, works. And though I give my body to be burned, works. And have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. See, you can have all of these works, and that's what he's saying here in the scripture. You can do all of these things, and here he's talking about charity, and he's talking about love, and you can have all of these works and yet still not be doing it with faith, still not be doing it in the way that you should be walking with God. Did you know that there are people that I have been around that have sung in gospel groups, they have taught Sunday school, they have done all of these works that people would look and say, they are hot for God. They are exactly where they're supposed to be with God and have actually known some of them to come and say, you know what, I was doing all of those works and I wasn't even saved. I wasn't even a Christian, But because I was doing all of the right things and I was saying all of the right things and I was doing all of the right things, I thought my relationship with God was right. And I think sometimes that we can get lost in works. We can get lost in that we've done this for God and we've done that for God, and yet we're still cold or lukewarm for God. Just because we're doing those things, I like the way that Brother Allen puts it, and he says it a whole lot in our Sunday school class, and I like the way that he says it. He says that teaching Sunday school is the easiest thing that he does. And he says that this is something that is expected of us, and we come in and we do it, and that's fine, and that's dandy, and it's wonderful, and I love to hear him teach. But going up there and teaching to people who are like-minded and people who are going to be there for you and support you and want to learn and want to know more about God's Word, that's one thing. But I want to tell you, going out there and doing it is something completely different. Going out there and telling others about Christ and showing them what Christ did on the cross for them and telling them what Christ did on the cross for them. But you know what? You can get so lost in saying, hey, I teach Sunday school. Hey, I'm a deacon at the church. Hey, I count the money. I'm an usher. I'm a singer. And you got all of these works that are lining up. I'm good to the people that are around me. I must be okay with God. I must be exactly where I'm supposed to be with God because I have all of these works. But all of those works can kind of cover up your real relationship with God. Because if we're not careful, as long as everybody else around us thinks that we're hot and thinks that we're on fire for God. I don't know that anybody around me has ever thought that I was hot but autumn, so I'll just take that one like it is. But if everybody around us thinks that we're on fire for God, because I get up here and I preach and I clap my hands and I raise my voice, and I'm glad you're further back so I don't spit on you on Sunday mornings. Because I do that, that must mean that I'm on fire. But this is works. This is something that I do. But I can do all of those things and still not be where I'm supposed to be with God. I could still be lukewarm. And I want you to look that he says here in verse 15 of chapter number 3, I know thy works. Well, that's good. But God knows way deeper than our works. God knows way deeper than, and when I come up here and preach, he knows whether my heart's right with him or not. He knows whether I'm on fire for him or not. He knows if he's number one in my life or not. A good way for us to know whether God is number one in our lives, and this is just a side bit, I won't charge you a bit for this one tonight, is you look at where you spend your time and your money and you'll find out what's number one in your life. But you look and you say, well, I'm doing all these works, so God must be exactly where he's supposed to be in my life, but we can still be in a lukewarm state even though we have all of these works. Be sure that our works are not covering up our true condition with God. What if, chapter 3, verse number 15, what if it started out with like this? Laodiceans, I know thy love. Or I know thy joy. I know thy peace. I know thy long suffering. I know thy gentleness, thy goodness, thy faith, thy meekness, thy temperance. But instead he said, I know thy works. Now Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 22. Through verse number 25, the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Verse number 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now what if he had said to the Laodiceans that I see one of these traits in your life, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the fruits of the Spirit, the goodness, the faith, the meekness, the temperance. When God looks at my life, I don't want him just to say, I know thy works, because I can do works and still be lukewarm. But if I let these fruits of the Spirit into my life, if I let the fruit of the Spirit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering, I want to tell you right now, it's hard to let all this in your life at one time, ain't it? It's almost like I get focused on one of them. I'll get focused, okay, I'm going to love like I'm supposed to love. Or I'm going to be long-suffering. Or I'm going to be meek. And while I'm doing that, let's see here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9 of them. There's 8 that's going by the wayside while I'm concentrating on one. But if I believe that when I am hot, when I'm not lukewarm, I believe that these 9 things, this fruit, it begins to bear witness in my life. And God wouldn't just write to me and say, I know thy works. But he would say, I know and I see all of these things in your life. I know that you're trying not to be cold. You're trying not to be lukewarm, but you're trying to be hot. You're trying to let those things in your life, and you're trying to do those things. That's when I know that my works is not just so I'm covering up my place with God, or not just so I'm trying to do something within myself, but that actually the fruit of the Spirit is producing things in my life that prove that I'm on fire for God, that I'm not lukewarm. You know, this day and time that we live in, it's not easy living a Christian life. It's not easy producing fruit. It's not easy. Hey, works are easy. Works are, and you say, I don't know about that. But sure it is. If I see somebody that needs help, it's not hard for me to go help them. If I see somebody that's in a bind, it's not hard for me to go and help them out of that bind. It's not hard for me to get up and bring myself to church. That is something that I've been doing all of my life. Whether I do it for the right reasons or not, it could be just a habit. But whether I do it for the right reasons or not, it's not hard for me to get up and come to church. It's not hard for me to listen to the choir sing and enjoy that. It's not hard. But I want to tell you what, to be long-suffering, to have love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and temperance, that's tough. Anybody see the video today of the squabble that happened at the softball game? I'm just glad that me and my wife wasn't in the middle of that video. You couldn't see us nowhere. Because I'm telling you, nowadays, Lord have mercy, I hope that never happens in my life. I've been mad enough to be there before, so I'm not throwing those stones. Thank goodness I've never lost my cool just yet. But it could happen. I'm going to do my best with these things in my life, try not to let that happen. But it's hard that nowadays that we live in to have this love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering. Just this week, flipping through Facebook, I've seen people who've had their vehicles stolen. I've seen people who've had their homes broken into. I've seen thing after thing out just on the way to church tonight. Autumn was telling about a friend of ours that he was standing at the store and somebody was trying to reach in his truck and grab his tools out of his truck while he was sitting at the store. Now listen, this guy said, when I turned and said, what do you need? And the guy said, I need some cigarettes. And he went in there and bought him two packs of cigarettes. I'm not sure I got that in my life to do that. He might have needed a dentist when I got done. That's my flesh. That's my flesh. Now what I'm saying is this, the day and time that we live in, it's hard to let this stuff control your life. Because I want to tell you something. Somebody that's lukewarm and their relationship is not really where it's supposed to be with God, and their works is all that they've got, those are the kinds of people that don't have the long-suffering, that don't have the peace, that don't have the joy. I don't want to just have works. I don't want to be the kind of person that as long as everybody else thinks that I have a good relationship with God, that's all I'm concerned about, because I can fool a lot of people. I can fool you for a while. I can make you think that I'm living right where I'm supposed to be with God and be nowhere close. And you can me. You know, I'm not standing here saying that's what I'm doing. Don't take it like that. And I'm not saying that I have any intent of that. I'm just saying that we can fool each other by our works. But as God looked at the Laodiceans and he says, I know thy works, I don't want him just to know me for my works. I don't want him just to know that I'm in a position that I shouldn't be with him because I've got it covered up with works. I want to have true fruit of the Spirit in my life so that the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the meekness, the gentleness, so that those things are really in my life. Because when those things get in my life, I believe that if I let those 9 traits really take over my life, and I'll really do my best and allow God to use me to use those things in my life, you'll find me in a place to where I'm hot, that I'm on fire for God, that I'll really make a difference in other people's lives. Again, I don't feel like if anybody here tonight is lukewarm, it's probably me, because we do get just so caught up, and we'll get into that in another message. But I don't want to just hide my relationship with God with works. The Laodiceans, he said, I know that works. Man, y'all are going after it. And there are people who are, they look like they're going after it. But their relationship with God is just being covered by works. We're not saved by works. I know that our faith will produce works and that our faith should support it by our works. But let's not be just people of works. Let's be people that the fruit of the Spirit is thriving in our lives, driving us to a place that we're hot for God. Lord, I want to thank you and I want to praise you for all that you do for us. And God, I pray to your Father, as we're here tonight as a family, God, I no doubt in all of our lives at some time, or God, I'll speak for myself, that I know that sometimes because I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do, because I'm visiting when I'm supposed to visit, because I'm praying when I'm supposed to pray, and because I'm going to church when I'm supposed to go to church, that I have an appearance of being hot. And God, you know and I know that sometimes I'm as lukewarm as I can possibly be. And God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll help me not to be in that place. God, I know that I'm not anything. The only thing that even makes me worthy to stand here tonight is because I've been saved by the blood that your Son shed on the cross. And God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll help me to live in a place where I'm hot, God, to live in a place where I'm on fire for you, that others may come to know Jesus Christ, because I'm letting the fruit of the Spirit dwell in my life and take over my life. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.